This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's task force to help implement the country's most sweeping AI law gets to work this month. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
The 26-member group will offer recommendations to the governor and legislature on the state's new law. The AI law creates guardrails to make sure the technology is used ethically. Democratic Representative Brianna Titone sponsored the bill and sits on the task force, which includes industry, academics, nonprofits, and ethics experts.
We think AI innovation is going to be beneficial for our constituents in a lot of different ways. But we also want to balance that with the negative impacts that might occur to try to limit those.
Colorado's law won't go into effect until 2026. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Standardized test scores for schools and districts show improvement in math, but fewer gains in language arts. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
In Denver Public Schools, less than a third of students are on grade level in math, and about 41% are in reading and writing. But more students show increases over last year. Cherry Creek, Westminster, and 27J in Brighton saw drops in language arts scores. State-level results were released last week. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
New COVID vaccines are arriving as the federal government makes 4 at-home COVID tests available. Taman Osborne Roberts, a family physician in Aurora, says if you have symptoms, take a test. If you test positive, you don't necessarily have to isolate for 5 days, but he says you should stay home until you've been fever-free for 24 hours.
After that, you may venture out of your home, but you should continue to take precautions. Try to stay 6 feet away from other people. Wear a mask when you're headed out. Or if you'd like to stay home for those 5 days, no one will stop you.
You can get home tests at covidtests.gov. This is CPR News and KRCC.